For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. An initiative launched by the State Auditor's Office to beef up security in Missouri's public schools is now 2 years old. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us how it's going.
Local education officials, for the most part, say it's working, though attempts to hack into school records appear to be on the rise. C.J. Huff is an advisor for the Missouri Center for Education Safety, which is part of the State School Board Association. He says one thing they're working on is limiting the number of employees that can access private information.
You know, who has access to particular information that could be sensitive, and what's the protocol for being able to access that information? So this is just not open to everybody, but having some checks and balances.
In addition, State Auditor Nicole Galloway says training on how to both prevent cyber attacks and respond to them will continue. She also wants the legislature to pass a law requiring school districts to notify parents if there's a data breach at their child's school. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
About half a mile section of the MKT Trail is closing for 4 months beginning November 27th. Columbia Parks and Recreation will be repairing two bridges and possibly a third. Parks and Rec planner Janet Godin says those bridges are about 120 years old, and while they are safe for pedestrians and cyclists, they're not safe for maintenance or emergency vehicles to cross.
According to the engineering study that was done in 2013, there are other bridges that will need to be replaced. We're doing them in priority order, as they recommended on this this engineering study.
In a public meeting yesterday, citizens showed their support for the project, but said they wanted it to be completed by April 1st of 2018 as Parks and Rec projects. The detour will be from the east side of the 3M wetlands to just west of the Stadium Drive underpass. The ACLU of Missouri has sued the city of St. Louis for the way police have handled protests over the not guilty verdict of a former St. Louis police officer who shot and killed a man in 2011. The federal civil rights lawsuit filed today accuses the department of violating the First Amendment rights of protesters and bystanders by preventing them from recording what police were doing. The suit also accuses the department of misconduct for using pepper spray and/or other chemical agents without proper warning, and says officers illegally contain people by blocking them in after a march on Sunday. Protesters have taken to the streets nightly for a week. Last Friday, a judge found Jason Stockley not guilty in the death of 24-year-old Anthony Lamar Smith. Stockley is white and Smith was black. A spokesman for Mayor Lyda Crewson says she has not yet seen the suits. After the on-campus unrest at MU in the fall of 2015, the University of Missouri system quietly hired the world's largest private PR firm to help craft its message and avoid perception crises, according to the Missourian. The UM system never publicly announced the agreement with Edelman PR. The system paid Edelman between $250,000 and $350,000 last year, and the current agreement runs through next June. Edelman is the firm Penn State hired after its child molestation scandal in 2011. The strategies Edelman uses include limiting media access, mostly in the form of written, prepared statements, pushing positive stories about the university, and creating a strategy for all officials to answer tough questions the same way. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.